4 years ago, people in Europe woke up in another world. Because generations like mine have always had the privilege to live a life in peace. But this changed 4 years ago with the full invasion of Russia, of the neighboring country of Ukraine. I urge member states to uphold human rights not only here in Geneva or New York, but also at the national level, in Gaza and the occupied Palestinian territory, in Ukraine, Sudan and Myanmar, and so many other places around the world, everywhere, every day. Human rights are fundamental to the UN, not new demands, not optional. As we are celebrating also the 80th year of the General Assembly and very soon of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, there have been women's rights as human rights from the beginning, all. It says all humans, not all men. 193 member states agreed last year in the resolution on refertilization that they called all together to strongly encourage nomination of women. Sometimes there are strong calls, but the closer the decision comes, then suddenly it's being forgotten that not only there has been a call, but that half of the population are indeed women. In my case, when I was running for different positions, are you not too young? Others are now rising, well, are you not too old? And interestingly enough, these questions are being heard way more for women than for men. Every member state has to pay its contribution in full and in time. And 160 million are obviously not in full. I would like to underline that this is not simple figures and numbers. This is about people dying. If we have to cut humanitarian aid by 20%, if we have withdrawal, especially from the World Health Organization, but also less funding of the World Food Organization, this means literally that especially infants are dying.